Hi, everyone. Welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Chris Reisner. Today, I'm joined by a special guest, Ashish Kurmi. Ashish, can you introduce yourself?
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
My name is Ashish Kurmi. I'm a developer in Azure App Service team. Today, I'm going to be talking about App Service Domain and App Service Certificate, which basically lets you buy a domain and certificate right here in Azure Portal and use it with your App Service apps.
Great. I'm really excited about this. And this is stuff where, you know, you could apply a custom domain and apply a certificate, but we've made it so much easier if, you know, you're just getting started, right?
Right. So now you can actually, so earlier, if you wanted to assign a custom domain, you needed to go to a third-party registrar's website, register a domain over there, come back to Azure Portal, and assign it to your web app. Mm-hmm. Now you can actually buy a custom domain right here in Azure Portal. So you don't need to leave Azure Portal at any time during this, you know, end-to-end scenario.
Very cool. So we're going to skip the news today and go right into your presentation.
Awesome. So for these offerings, we are partnering with GoDaddy. So for domains, we use GoDaddy's domain registration services. And mm-hmm. similarly, for certificate, we use their public infrastructure and RootCA. Mm. But from Azure perspective, these are first-party resources. So as an app service customer, you never interact with GoDaddy directly. You always interact with Azure. And similarly, if you have a support case, you should contact app service support team instead of GoDaddy.
So they're just handling things behind the scenes. It's still all Azure, really.
Right. So for you, it's all Azure. It doesn't matter, you know, what's going on behind the scene.
Right. Okay, great.
Okay. So unless you have any more questions, you know, we can start off with
Let's go ahead and go for it.
Cool. So for this demo, I have a standard web app, which is running in East Asia.
Okay.
And the name of this web app is CCS Domain East Asia.
Okay.
If I go to the default host name, we see that app name is CCS Domain East Asia and region is East Asia.
That looks like a website I might make.
Yeah. So we would like to register a custom domain for this web app.
Sure.
So to do that, let's go to custom domains and SSL.
And I know we're going to talk about both domains and certificates, and to be clear, if you're not used to it, you really want to do the domain before you do SSL, because it doesn't really make sense, right?
Not really. So for SSL, you can actually bring your external domain as well.
Okay.
So this is about, you know, how you can register a domain right here in Azure Portal, mm-hmm. but for SSL, you can use, you know, the domain that you already have with some other registrar.
Oh, okay.
The scenario will work fine with external domains as well.
Okay, great.
But yeah, if you are starting from scratch and you want to you know, assign a custom domain and SSL, then you should start with, you know, registering a domain for your web app.
And to be clear, so if you just use the wildcard, the whatever your site is, .azurewebsites.net, that has SSL and a certificate on it, but that doesn't apply once you use a custom domain.
Right, you are right. So a lot of customers don't know that. So you actually get an SSL endpoint for free, which is your default host name.
Great.
So let's go ahead and buy a custom domain for this web app.
Okay.
For that, we'll click on Buy Domains. So this opens up the Create Domain Blade. Mm-hmm. And you would see that, you know, by default, we derive a search keyword based on your site properties mm-hmm. and provide you with a bunch of recommendations. So for example, we can also use our own search keyword. For example, let's see what all domains you can buy for the search keyword show. So this should give us so these are the recommendations.
Okay. So mostly, you know, kind of tech-centric suggestions there.
Right. And if you want, you can also look for the availability of a specific domain. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and see if cloudcovershow.com.
Oh, that's a good question, yes.
Yeah, is available. So cloudcovershow.com.
Oh, we see that, it's available. That's a hot ticket right there. Yeah. So you better buy that up quickly.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and buy this.
All right.
So I'll select this domain. Next, let's click on contact information.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you buy a domain from any registrar, you need to provide a contact as per ICANN requirements.
Right.
And I'll talk more about this later on.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and quickly fill this up.
All right.
First name, last name, email address. So I've created an Outlook email address for this session. I'm going to use that here. Confirm email. The reason we ask you to enter your email address twice is because sometimes a registry may ask you to verify your email address.
That's right.
For example, you know, you're buying a .org.uk, the registry may ask you to, you know, click on a verification link that they send to this email address.
And if I recall correctly, they also send a yearly or something email saying, hey, make sure your information is up to date, because it legally has to be up to date, right?
Yep, that's right. So make sure that you're entering a genuine email address over here that you actually control. Next, we need to provide a telephone number. So for country code, I'll choose United States, which is here. And I'm entering a dummy phone number, but just like email, you know, you should enter.
Yeah, you should enter a real one. For the purposes of this show, we'll just use a fake number. So it's not actually Ashish's phone number.
Yes.
Nor is it mine.
Address, 1 Microsoft Way. Country is United States. State, Washington. City, Redmond. Postal code 98052.
And now, will this work if you have an address outside the US?
Yes.
Okay.
So, just click on OK. So, each TLD such as .com has its own set of validation rules for contact information. So, when you actually click on OK, we validate your contact information using the TLD specific rule set.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything looks good, it will say, you know, validation successful. If validation fails, then it will tell you which field did not, you know, pass the validation test.
Okay.
And what you need to do to, you know, mm-hmm. basically fix it. So let's go ahead and click on OK. So next we have auto renew. If auto renew is turned on, then we will automatically renew your domain before it expires.
Okay.
So in that case, you know, you don't have to keep track of renewals, and it will get renewed automatically next year.
So I noticed that there's no information about the costs yet, and especially when it comes to different domains, because there can
we'll
be different costs.
Come to
okay, yeah. Excellent. All right.
So next we have privacy protection. So as I said earlier, anytime you buy a domain, you need to provide a contract as per ICANN requirements. And ICANN actually publishes this in its database on internet.
Right.
And this database is accessible to everyone.
Yes.
So, you know, once you buy this domain, anybody can see your email address, your phone number, your physical address, and so on.
Yep.
What privacy protection does is, instead of publishing your real contact, it will publish a proxy contact.
Right.
So, you know, this is good from privacy perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So we recommend that, you know, you keep it on.
Okay.
Another reason you should keep this on is because this is free. So you're
not
not paying, you know, any additional money for this.
That's great, because usually that's an add-on cost with most providers or most domain registrars.
Yeah, that's correct. But over here, it's free.
Excellent.
Next, we have default host names. So if you select these two host names, then what we do is, as soon as the domain is ready,
mm-hmm.
we assign it to the current web app.
Okay.
But, you know, later on, you can go back and you can reassign this host name to some other web app, or you can delete them altogether.
Now, if you don't do the www host name, will that automatically set the redirect? So if someone goes to www, it'll take you to the root one?
No. Then you need to set it up manually once the domain is ready.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and click on select. This is the pricing summary page.
Okay.
And currently we only support 9 TLDs that are most popular with our customers, such as .com, .net, .co.in, and so on.
Okay.
And each domain, irrespective of TLD, costs $11.99.
Okay.
So no matter if you're buying .com.
Okay, so right now the cost is just same thing across the board for all of those TLDs.
Right.
Gotcha.
We have a flat pricing model.
Okay.
And as I said, privacy protection is free. So if I uncheck it, you know, it's not going to change the final price.
Right. That's fantastic. That right there alone is enough reason to use this.
Yeah. And for domains, we have an annual billing model. So whenever we charge you for the whole year in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, you know, it's not prorated on a monthly or a daily basis.
Okay.
So if you have already paid for a domain, you should not delete it. You should just keep it around, because you're not going to get, you know, any money back.
Right. So it's not quite the same, you know, pay for usage model that we see with most of Azure, but that's just because of how domains work.
Right.
You kind of have to pay for per year. Right.
That's correct. But we do have a 5-day free cancellation policy.
Oh, okay.
So say we go ahead and buy cloudcovershow.com. We are not happy with this purchase. We can cancel it for free within 5 days.
Okay.
And the transaction won't even show up on your statement.
Okay.
So for this reason, you know, we actually generate the billing event on the 5th day of purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go ahead and if you don't delete this domain, we'll be charged on the 5th day.
Ah, okay.
The only exception for this cancellation policy is .uk domain.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're buying a .co.uk or .r.uk domain, then we'll charge you immediately.
Gotcha. Okay.
So these are the terms and conditions. Go through it. And let's click on buy. And now our RP is contacting the registry to get this domain for you. And once you get the domain, we wait for the domain to become ready before it can be assigned to a web app.
Okay.
So this takes a couple of minutes to finish and should be.
But it's doing all this behind the scenes. Once you kick off this process, there's, unless something bad happens somewhere, right, essentially it's all transparent to you. It's going to apply those settings you chose to this web app. As soon as it's done, you can just kind of sit there and wait.
Yeah, and we can actually keep track of it in the notification area. So right now, we're purchasing domain. Once this is successful, we'll see that it is assigning that domain to the current web
app. Okay, great. And now, how does this work if you have something like Traffic Manager or any of that stuff? Is it all kind of transparent? Yeah.
So when the domain becomes ready and you want to assign a custom host name to a web app, you basically have two options. I'm going to cover that.
Okay.
In the later part of the presentation, you can assign it to a web app or you can assign it to a Traffic Manager.
Okay.
And that is one of the scenarios that we have simplified this offering.
Mm.
We have made it really easy for you to assign a custom domain to a Traffic Manager.
Perfect.
Doesn't matter if you have 10 websites behind Traffic Manager, you can do that with one click.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. All right, so Ashish, it looks like it's finished up, getting the domain and then binding it to our web app?
Yeah. So now we can actually navigate to this custom domain and we'll see that it should load this website. So we can go to cloudcovershow.com.
There it is.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And we can also try out www subdomain. And you say this is working as well.
Very nice. And very easy.
Yeah, very easy, very straightforward. So now that we have registered a custom domain, let's see how we can manage it. Even though you are buying this domain in context of a web app, domains are actually top level resources.
Mm-hmm.
So the domain that we just purchased is tied to our subscription and not to this web app.
Okay.
So once you have a domain, you can use it with any web app in your subscription. So let's go ahead and open that domain. So for that, we'll go to custom domains and SSL blade. And over here, we see the list of domains in our subscription. This is the domain that we just bought.
Right.
So let's click on it. And we see that right now, there are two host names that have been derived from this domain and assigned to CCS domain East Asia Web App.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can go ahead and create a new subdomain if you want. So let's create a subdomain called subdomain.ccscertificate.com and assign it to the current web app. Just click on OK. And it's done.
Right.
So now we can see that subdomain.cloudcovershow.com is also assigned to this web app. And it works fine.
Right. So
we can also create a multi-level subdomain if you want. So we can create something like subdomain L2.subdomain L1 and assign it to the current web app.
Okay, so any kind of subdomain you might want to do.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So this should work as well. And we also support wildcard hostname. In fact, you can create multi-level wildcard hostname.
Oh, wow.
Something like, let me open this up again. So we can create something like *.subdomain L3.subdomain L2.subdomain L1.
That's getting very, very subdomain-y.
Yeah. And then once this is successful, we can go ahead and access something like hello world dot subdomain 3.subdomain 2.subdomain.
Now, is it possible to point different subdomains at different web apps?
Yes. So for example, I have another web app in this subscription called, say, CCA Domain West US.
Yes.
Now, if I go to this web app and go to custom domains and SSL blade, so not this one, we will see the same list of domains over here. Mm. If I click over here and create a host name, it will be assigned to this web.
Okay, so that's what you meant when you said these are kind of top-level items, right, where you can they can be used for everything. It's not just tied to a specific web app.
Yes, that's great. Correct. So, you know, similarly, if you are deleting a web app, you should not delete the corresponding domain because you can use it with other web app in your
Makes
subscription.
Sense.
So, another scenario that we have simplified with this offering is when you want to assign a custom domain to a traffic manager endpoint.
Mm, yes.
In this case, you know, the steps that you need to follow is slightly different if you are bringing an external domain.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of pointing your custom domain to your web app, you need to point it to the traffic manager endpoint.
Right.
And you need to update all websites that are behind the traffic manager endpoint individually.
Okay.
So for this demo, I have a traffic manager endpoint called CCS Traffic Manager.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two instances of a web app running behind it.
Okay.
We have one instance in East Asia, which is CCS Domain East Asia. And another instance in West US.
Okay.
CCS Domain West US. And if we access Traffic Manager endpoint, we should hit the West US instance because that's the nearest one.
We're there.
Yeah, we are right there. Okay, so let's go ahead and assign a custom domain to this Traffic Manager endpoint.
Okay.
To do that, we go to any web app behind that Traffic Manager. Let's go to East Asia instance.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down to custom domains and SSL. Click on the domain that we just registered.
Oh, I think you got to go down when you clicked on, we want to do Cloud Cover Show, right?
Oh, sorry, yeah, you're right. This is for the certificate demo.
Yes.
So we can, let's say we want to create tm.cloudcovershow.com and assign it to the Traffic Manager endpoint.
Sure.
Now, when we click on the drop-down, we see that we have two options here. We have the site name and we have the traffic manager name.
Mm.
So UI has recognized that, you know, this app is behind a traffic manager.
Mm-hmm.
So it is asking us whether we want to assign this host name to the current web app or traffic manager.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and choose the traffic manager endpoint and click on OK. So this should take care of everything. This will create the required DNS record, update all sites behind that traffic manager.
Okay.
And once it's complete, looks like it's done. If we access this custom hostname, we see that we are hitting the West US instance.
So now you only have to set that up on the through the one app, but really it was affecting both the web apps,
right,
as a result.
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha.
And similarly, you know, if you delete it from here, it will update all web
right.
apps.
Right. Okay. Great.
So. Last thing I want to cover is how to manage DNS records manually. There are certain scenarios where you may have to manually manage DNS records for
sure.
this domain.
Sure. Well, especially if you want to add, you know, other things like mail or stuff like that
exactly.
to customers.
Say if you want to create an Office 365 mailbox.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So right now we use GoDaddy DNS for hosting these domains.
Mm-hmm.
So you can manage DNS records manually by clicking on Advanced Management button. This will take you to an external website. You can click on the domain, go to DNS zone tab, and create an MX record here.
I really like the fact that you don't have to have some other authentication means of getting into the system, because since this is GoDaddy DNS, you know, it's their system.
Right.
But I love that you just, you know, go right through the Azure portal
right.
into this. It's
and we have SSO enabled for this portal, so as long as you are logged into Azure portal, you will be able to log in here as
That's
well.
That's great. That makes it so much easier.
Yeah. And then, you need to do this only if, you know, you are trying out some advanced scenario like hosting a mailbox. If you want to assign a host name to your web app,
you just do you that
can,
in
yeah,
the yeah.
You can do
so
that
it's more
too.
So more advanced DNS management. If you're just doing pointing the web apps, doing subdomain stuff like that, you can do that all in the Azure portal.
Yes, that's correct.
Great.
So that's all I had for domains. So if you have, unless you have more questions, we can
no. Let's move on to certificates.
Yep. Cool. So for this demo, I have a standard web app named CCS Certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's running in South Central US.
And you already have a domain on that one?
Yes. And it has two custom host names assigned to it. ccacertificate.com, www.ccacertificate.com. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you purchase this domain through us or it's an external domain.
Sure.
And we would like to create SSL bindings for these domains.
Right.
So for that, you know, we need an SSL certificate.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and create an app service certificate so that we can create SSL bindings for these host names. To do that, click on New. Select Web plus Mobile. And click on App Service Certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Enter a user-friendly resource name. We can call it CCS Demo. Naked domain that we want to protect. In this case, it's ccscertificate.com.
Mm-hmm.
Choose a subscription. My account has only one subscription, so this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Choose a resource group, or you can create a new one. I'll create a new resource group. And click on certificate SKU to choose a certificate type. So in our V1 release, we only support domain validated RSS certificates, specifically domain validated single domain or standard,
mm-hmm.
and domain validated wildcard certificates.
Okay, so in this example, you'd set this up so it was ccscertificate.com and www.ccscertificate.com. Would you need the wildcard for both SSL to work on both of those?
So yeah, you can use wildcard as well, but standard is sufficient.
Oh, okay.
So so if you want to protect naked, if you want to protect only naked and www subdomain, then you should choose standard.
Right.
So for example, if you buy the certificate for ccscertificate.com, you can use it for ccscertificate.com and www.ccscertificate.com. Whereas if you want to protect root as well as any first level subdomain, you should choose wildcard.
I see. Okay.
So S1 standard is basically a subset of wildcard, and that's why, you know, wildcard certificates are costlier.
Sure.
Similar to domain, app service certificate also has an annual billing model.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we charge you for the whole year.
Yep.
And but unlike certificate, we don't have any free cancellation policy.
Sure. Once you get it, it's there. It's yours.
Yeah. So you know, if you have a certificate in issued state, you should not delete it because you already paid for the whole year.
Sure.
So since for this demo, we only want to create SSL bindings for root and www, let's go ahead and choose S1 standard.
Okay.
And click on legal terms to go through terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And click on OK to accept it.
Okay.
Let's also select Pin to Dashboard so that it will open up the resource blade once this initial create request is successful. Let's click on Create. So now what is happening behind the scene is our RP has received this request, and it generates a pair of RSA keys, public-private key pair, stores the private key into the management database, generates a CSR based on this key pair, submits the CSR to the CA for signing, and now it is waiting for domain instructions on domain verification from CA.
Okay.
So As you notice, you know, you don't need to have any cryptographic knowledge,
right,
in order to generate a certificate. Because if you're using a regular CA, you know, you need to generate an RSA key pair locally.
Right.
You need to be aware of security recommendations because you want to generate a secure and compliant certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So over here, you know, you don't have to worry about it. We take care of all crypto operations on your behalf.
So it's super easy to add SSL.
Yes.
Excellent.
In one line.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go.
So. This usually takes 2 to 5 minutes to finish.
All right.
And just doing this will not give you a cert because these are domain validated certificates.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to prove that we actually own the domain that we specified in the request. So once this is done, we need to do 2 more things in order to get a certificate that can be used with your app service app.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool, so the initial create request was successful.
Uh-huh.
And it opened up the resource blade. So first thing you will notice is the orange title bar.
Yes, it jumps out at you.
Yeah, so that means, you know, certificate is not in ready state, and we need to do something on our side to bring it to the ready state.
And this is the verification step you mentioned, the stuff you mentioned a minute ago.
That's correct.
Okay.
Another important property you should keep track of is status.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's pending issuance.
Mm-hmm.
That means the cert hasn't been issued yet. Once the cert is issued, this will move to issued.
Okay.
And this status info box over here it will always tell you the current state of your app server certificate.
Mm.
And if it is not in ready state, then what you need to do to bring it back to the ready state.
Okay.
So right now it is asking us to configure Key Vault. So let's go ahead and click on it. This opens up the create app service workflow blade. So you see that, you know, we need to complete three steps mm-hmm. before we can get a certificate that can be used by app service apps.
Right.
So let's go ahead and click on step one. It is asking us to associate a Key Vault with this app service certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So once the cert is issued, we don't have any API that will give you the private certificate.
Right.
Instead, our RP writes the private certificate into a Key Vault.
Mm-hmm.
For those viewers who don't know what a Key Vault is, Key Vault is a container that can manage your keys and secrets for Azure apps mm-hmm. in a secure and compliant way.
Right.
So you can compare Key Vault with storage account and individual app service certificates with blobs. So mm-hmm. once you have a Key Vault, you know, you can use it for storing as many app service certificates as you want.
Right.
So let's go ahead and click on Key Vault repository. This lists all Key Vaults that are available in your subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose one from the list, or if you want, you can go ahead and create a new one.
Mm-hmm.
We already pre-populate important properties.
Right.
If you want, you can change it and click on OK. This will give you a new Key Vault. For this demo, I'm going to select the Key Vault that I already have. So now we are saving the Key Vault setting.
Now, notice when you create a Key Vault, there you do choose a location for that Key Vault.
Right.
I imagine you want that to be at the same location as your web app, if you can?
Yes. And you may have certain compliance restrictions as well, which may force you that, you know, your secrets have to be in a specific location.
Sure.
So, yeah, you can decide that based on your compliance requirements as well. Or, yeah, in general, using the web app location is a good idea.
That makes all sense.
So we see that step one is complete.
We're
see
done.
This
yeah.
green check mark next to it.
All right. Makes me feel very accomplished that we have a check
yeah.
mark there.
We are almost there. So next step is we need to verify domain ownership. And this is the most important step in create workflow.
Sure.
Any time the CA receives a certificate signing request, it will not issue the certificate unless you verify the ownership.
Mm.
So the CA generates a unique identifier for each certificate request,
mm-hmm.
and we see that identifier over here. This will help us, you know, validate domain ownership for this specific app service certificate.
Right.
So, for example, if you create a new app service certificate with the same domain name, it will have a different domain verification token.
Okay.
So, before I go into different options that we provide over here, let me tell you how one can verify ownership fundamentally. So there are three ways to do so. First one is HTML file-based validation, where you need to create a specific HTML file on your web server
right.
that is hosting this domain.
Yep.
Second is DNS TXT-based validation, where you need to create a specific TXT record
mm-hmm.
for your domain. And third one is email-based validation. So as you saw in domain demo, anytime you buy a domain, you provide an email address.
Mm.
So what happens is when the CA receives a certificate signing request, it retrieves the corresponding email addresses and sends a verification email with a verification link.
Okay.
So you can click on the verification link and that's how you can validate.
Now that way it wouldn't necessarily work if you're using the private domain registration, is that right?
No, it will work and I'll show you how.
Oh, okay, great.
So with that in mind, let's go through different verification options that we provide over here.
Mm-hmm.
In increasing order of convenience. So let's start with manual verification,
right.
which is the least convenient option.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you should choose this option only if none of the other options are working for you.
Sure. This does seem like it requires the most work because you actually have to put a file out there.
Right, right. So basically, you know, we give you step-by-step instructions to perform validation using HTML web page method and DNS TXT record method.
Gotcha.
So you can follow these instructions and do it manually.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is mail verification. So over here, we list the email addresses that received the verification email along mm-hmm. with the timestamp when the verification email was sent.
Mm.
So when I bought ccscertificate.com, I actually used domain privacy.
Right.
So you see that this is the proxy email address that is listed over here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go to my mailbox, I see that, you know, I received a verification.
So basically it just goes forwarded right to your mailbox. So behind the scenes, even if you have privacy, any emails will be directed to you, so you can still get access. Great.
So, you know, if you want to use a mail-based validation method, I can just click on this link.
Great.
If you want us to resend this email, you can just click on resend email.
Okay. You'll get it again. Perfect. Yeah.
So this will resend the verification email, and we should see that here.
I think it's safe to say we'll believe you. Like, yeah, you got it the first time. I'm sure you're going to get it the second time.
We will receive it.
You know, the slowness of mail sometimes.
Yeah. So next two options are the recommended methods.
Okay.
Because you don't have to leave Azure portal. Mm. And you can automate it if you want, because there are ARM APIs, you know, that can perform validation using these methods.
Sure.
So let's go ahead and choose the next one, which is domain verification.
Mm-hmm.
If you have purchased this domain through Azure, then we can set up the required DNS record for you.
Okay.
So, you know, we see that ccscertificate.com is listed over here because I bought ccscertificate.com through Azure.
Right.
If you are using an external domain, then this list will basically be empty.
Okay.
And if I want to use this verification method, I'll just click on verify, and that's it.
Okay.
The last one is app service verification. If you have an app service app that has this domain assigned as a custom domain,
mm-hmm.
then you can use that app for verification as well.
Okay.
So basically over here we simulate HTML file-based verification method.
So it's almost like you're doing the manual, but we're doing it automatically.
Right. So there's an API that will that will actually prepare your web app.
Perfect.
Sorry, app service app.
Okay.
For verification.
Very nice. So that definitely seems like the easiest option.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and use this option. We'll click on verify. And it's done. So now we have prepared the app service app,
mm-hmm.
but we are waiting for the CA to make the verification HTTP request and, you know, receive the response.
Sure.
So let's go ahead and click on refresh. So this step will be complete only when CA sees that, you know, hey, I have validated this domain.
Right. Now, is the CA just actively trying to check these different methods, or when you chose this way of verification, did we also ping the CA and say, hey, here's what you need to do?
So it's the second one. So there's an API that you can call to mm-hmm. force the CA to make the verification HTTP
okay.
request.
Gotcha.
And anytime I click on refresh, we're actually calling that API.
Telling it, hey, go check again.
Right. And if you don't do anything, then, you know, CA also periodically makes those HTTP requests, and
gotcha.
There'll be some delay, but eventually, you know, we'll complete step two.
Okay.
Yeah, so we see that we have successfully completed the verification step.
Another check mark. I feel like we're making headway.
Yeah. And at this point, we don't have to do anything. CA has verified the domain,
mm-hmm.
and now we are waiting for the CA to issue the certificate.
Okay.
It takes a few seconds for the CA to issue the certificate
right.
once it verifies the domain.
But we've done all the verification we need to do at this point. All we have to do is let them issue it and then say, put it on this app service.
That's correct. So let's click on the refresh button here. This should be pretty fast.
Okay.
So we see that the cert has been issued.
Great.
Step three is complete. Certificate is ready for assignment.
Okay, so we don't have to then tell it to use the app service again. It knew what the original request was, so it connects right to that app service.
We need to assign it manually now.
Okay.
So we'll go back to the web app and assign
it. Okay, great. Yeah. Understood.
So now we see that the status is issued.
Mm-hmm.
That means we have been charged for the certificate.
Yes.
And it's good for 1 year.
Great.
So let's go back to the web app. Now we basically want to use this app service certificate for creating SSL bindings.
Yes.
So let's go to custom domains and SSL. Click on import certificate. This will show you all app service certificates in your subscription that are in issued state.
Okay.
And this is the certificate that we just created. Let's select that. And now we are basically pushing that certificate into your web app.
Okay.
And it was successful. Now we can basically use this certificate
mm-hmm.
for creating SSL binding. So let's choose custom domain here, choose the certificate. SNI SSL is good. Let's choose the other custom domain, choose the certificate, and click on save. Now, if everything goes well, we should be able to access these custom domains over SSL.
Yes.
So yeah, looks like it was successful. So if you go to this endpoint,
Ah, there we go. We're good.
Yeah, so if you go to details and if you see the certificate, this is the same certificate that we just created.
Right.
And just like domains, AppSory certificates are also tied to a subscription. So these are top-level resources. Once you have an AppSory certificate, you can use it with as many AppSory apps as you want.
Okay, and I imagine you can also use that as the front end for your traffic manager as well.
Right.
Great. Super cool. So do you have any like resources, some getting started guides that we can point people to?
Yeah, we do have good documentation, which is over here. I'll share a link with you.
Oh, perfect. And we'll put those links beneath in the show notes.
Yeah, and we also have a blog post that describes internals of the service.
Great. And then where can people go if they have more questions about this?
You can actually post a question in MSDN.
Okay.
You can also leave a comment on the documentation page and we'll get back to you.
Okay, awesome. And then do you have a Twitter handle in case people want to reach out to you?
Yeah, I do. It's Kurmi Ashish.
Oh, we're going to have to spell that one out later and make sure we get it right. Yeah. Awesome. Hmm. Well, I love the simplicity of what you've enabled here in getting people able to put domains and certificates on their site, especially not having to leave the Azure portal at all. You know, a few clicks and it's done. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on and showing us
how
to use this stuff. I'm sure people out there are going to find it really useful and very easy to use. So everybody out there, make sure to follow us at Cloud Cover Show, and we will see you next time.